Good evening. Welcome to our 22nd annual public novena to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We're gathering together for 9 consecutive evenings to pray the novena, listen to talks, and adore our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. Jesus promised that whatever we ask for in his name, it will be given. Jesus has given us his church, his mother, his earthly father, Saint Joseph, our faith, and our adopted sonship. What can we ask for that he hasn't already given to us? But our hearts grow weary as we seek a way through the muck of a sick culture that is ready to push God aside, encouraging us to live as if God does not exist. So we turn to Saint Joseph for renewed strength and conviction. Our talks this year focus on Saint Joseph, spouse of the Virgin Mary and earthly father of the Son of God. Scripture tells us that Saint Joseph was a just man. What exactly does that mean? What is justice? Justice is the moral virtue that consists in the constant and firm will to give to God and neighbor their due. At each step of the story of Mary and Joseph, we see both of them responding in faith and in justice to God's requests and commands. God is central to their lives, taking priority over and above what is easy, convenient, practical, or even commonsensical. Joseph and Mary believe and trust in God's word, even when perplexing and difficult. They give God his due by obeying and carrying out his wishes and will in the extraordinary and ordinary events of their lives. Today, there is the increasing ignorance and indifference to the point where faith in God is eclipsed by our culture. Education, news media, entertainment, public policies and laws prevent and divert man from the justice he owes to God and neighbor. Joseph is an example for today of ready obedience to God's commands and total commitment to the life lived in accord with God's will. For many of us, the year of Saint Joseph has become a surprisingly delightful and insightful opportunity to get acquainted or reacquainted with an old friend. Saint Joseph has the capability and calling to lead us and watch over us as we journey through life. May he steer us away from the pitfalls and dangers that surround us. May Saint Joseph teach us true devotion to Mary and help us to live God-centered lives. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus,
have mercy on us.
Tonight, Sister Mary Elizabeth will begin our series of talks on Joseph as head of the Holy Family.
Good evening. In this year of St. Joseph, one cannot but help growing in one's devotion to St. Joseph. As a diocese, we have been making a concerted effort to honor him, as well as to learn more about him. He is a saint to look to for his example, as well as one to whom each person can feel his protection and help. There are certain feast days that I look forward to the songs we sing, and that is the case with the Feast of St. Joseph. I am sure that St. Joseph would be humbled by the praises that are sung on his feast day. I would imagine that he saw himself as just doing what he was supposed to do in everyday aspects of life. Yet this is what we need from St. Joseph today, an example of faithful, generous service. We need an example of one who lived the same life and faced the same challenges, and did all of this with Jesus and Mary, especially in the area of home life. There are 2 specific titles in the Litany of St. Joseph that mention the family. We invoke St. Joseph as head of the Holy Family and pillar of families. I would like to reflect with you tonight on St. Joseph's role in the Holy Family and why this is so important for us to reflect upon in the midst of our family life. I'm not going to sing for you this evening one of those songs of St. Joseph, But I would like to read to you the words as a sort of prayer to begin this talk. The song is, O Joseph, Mighty Patron. And I will use some of the lines throughout my talk. O Saint Joseph, Mighty Patron, your love and strength bestow upon a pilgrim people who are the church below. You were the Father's image, great Prince of David's line. Obtain for us God's blessing, that we may be his sign. Great Saint, you cherished Mary, who loved and cared for you. You taught and nurtured Jesus. O teach us to be true. True to the church he founded, until we form above a family united in bonds of lasting love. I think this sums up who Joseph was, what he did, and continues to do for us. So we'll start with the line, Great Saint, you cherished Mary, who loved and cared for you. Saint Joseph was called to be the head of the Holy Family. In Matthew's gospel, we hear of something disconcerting. He wishes to divorce Mary. I make a confession. I have to admit that I have no patience with the idea that he thought Mary had been unfaithful. I cannot imagine anyone in contact with Mary thinking badly of her, the Immaculate Conception, and the most perfect of all creatures. The Heavenly Father chose Saint Joseph because he was such a faithful and just man. The betrothed of Mary would have known what kind of individual she was, and he would have been able to see a deeper meaning behind her pregnancy. Saint Jerome connects this story of Joseph with the story of Saint Peter after the great catch of fish. Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. This is Joseph's reaction in the face of Mary's pregnancy. He does not feel worthy to be part of such a great plan. Also, he may not have felt like he was needed, as this was God's son. However, once the angel appears to him in a dream, telling him not to be afraid, that he is to name the child Jesus, to be a true father to this child in Mary's womb. His response was to do what the angel directed him to do. He did not question God or try to figure things out. He merely acted. I think of King David's response to God when he hears that he is going to have the Messiah in his line. A descendant of David, Saint Joseph was also a man after God's own heart. David exclaims, "Who am I, Lord God, and what is my house? That you have brought me that you should have brought me so far, and yet even this is too little in your sight, Lord God, for you have made a promise regarding your servant's house, reaching into the future, and giving guidance to the people, Lord God." This was a great task set before Saint Joseph, yet this is what God called him to do. And God would give him the grace to fulfill his mission. Saint Joseph's first role in God's plan was to be the spouse of Mary, to cherish her. The love he had for Mary was great, and Mary loved and valued Joseph. While it was a celibate marriage, it was a true marriage nonetheless. Pope John Paul II in Redemptoris Custos explains, at the culmination of the history of salvation, when God reveals his love for humanity through the gift of the Word, it is precisely the marriage of Mary and Joseph that brings to realization in full freedom the spousal gift of self in receiving and expressing such a love. In looking at God's plan for family, its basis is marriage. This is how he established life here on earth. And it is into a family that Jesus was born. Joseph was to be a father to Jesus. So let us continue with our song. You taught and nurtured Jesus. As Joseph led the Holy Family, he was a witness to Jesus of how to be a man. The life of the Holy Family was not an easy one. For the first years of Jesus' life, they traveled to many different places, something unique in ancient times. From Nazareth, they went to Bethlehem, from Bethlehem to Jerusalem, back to Bethlehem, flee to Egypt, return to Bethlehem, no, go to Nazareth and settle there. Joseph took it all in stride. He didn't complain. As a matter of fact, we do not have any recorded words of Joseph, but rather he was a man of action. He discerned what he was to do, and he did it. All of this showed to Jesus and Mary their importance in the family. He was willing to lay down his life for both of them. Pope Francis wrote in his document inaugurating the year of Saint Joseph, "In every situation, Joseph declared his own fiat, like those of Mary at the Annunciation and Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane." Continually on his lips were the words of Joshua from the Old Testament, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Joseph, in his youthful strength, was called to protect Mary and Jesus, and to him they were obedient. While many in our society vie for power, this was not something that Joseph desired, and yet it was given to him. He cared for the pregnant Mary as they traveled to Bethlehem, found a place for the birth of Jesus, continued working to provide for the Holy Family, led them to safety in Egypt after the threat of Herod. Tradition gives that they were in Egypt for several years, anywhere from 4 to 7. He had to be a support to Mary and Jesus, even while they were a great comfort and consolation to him. He served them as head of the Holy Family, and they looked to him for his leadership. Bishop Olmsted, in a document on the role of the Christian man into the breach, writes, "A father's role as spiritual head of the family must never be understood or undertaken as domination over others, but only as a loving leadership and a gentle guidance for those in your care." Saint Joseph was humble and generous, continually looking out for the needs of his family. It is very easy to become selfish, to want to give one's needs priority. Joseph teaches us that by putting another person's needs first, one can participate in salvation. Joseph took them to a foreign land known for paganism, away from all that they knew and treasured. But he did not become bitter. When it was safe to return, he could not take them back to Bethlehem. He had to trust God to take care of making that known for Jesus was going to spend the rest of his hidden life in Nazareth, an uncultured town that was looked down upon. He trusted that the world would know that Jesus, the Messiah, was born in Bethlehem, according to the prophecy of Micah. Another event that was a challenge for Saint Joseph was the loss of Jesus for 3 days. The Holy Family would make the pilgrimage journeys to Jerusalem for the feasts. The year Jesus was 12 marked a turning point. Jesus had always known that he was God and that he came for a reason. Joseph was going to get a glimpse into this mystery. He was going to experience what Mary was going to experience again at Jesus' burial. It was a suffering for Saint Joseph. He thought, one could imagine, "I cannot always be there to protect him. He must be about his father's business." Joseph shows what all parents are called to be able to let their children go and follow their God-given vocation. While it says that Mary pondered this in her heart, we know that Joseph took this to his heart as well. As far as time, he was with the Holy Family for barely 30 years. This seems like such a short time to spend with Jesus and Mary on earth. What was life like for the Holy Family during these hidden years? The years from the finding in the temple to the death of Saint Joseph. Pope Paul VI has a beautiful reflection on what he calls the school of Nazareth and all that can be learned from the Holy Family: silence, family life, and work. We should all spend time at the school of Nazareth, reflecting on the life of the Holy Family. So to conclude our song, "O teach us to be true, true to the church he founded, until we form above a family united in bonds of lasting love. Again, it is the family that Jesus came to. He didn't appear as a 30-year-old man when it was time to begin his public ministry. Pope John Paul II states in Familiaris Consortio, "The future of the world and of the church passes through the family." The family holds such an importance for each one of us. This life of communion prepares us for the life of communion with the Blessed Trinity. Bishop Olmsted, in another one of his documents on marriage and family, Complete My Joy, wrote, "Family is likely where we feel the deepest joys as well as the deepest pain. This is because of the deep love that comes with family. It echoes our deep human need for a love." The union of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph teaches us how to love, how to give of ourselves within our families. Family is about persons and about the best place for human flourishing, the way God has ordained, the way Christ himself lived. It is not always going to be perfect. We're dealing with fallen human beings. And sometimes our families seem like the last place for holiness. Matthew and Luke have given us Jesus' lineage, and it isn't one that was free of sinners. Jesus came in the midst of our mess and struggle. While there are certain things that Jesus did not experience, he did share many of the sufferings involved in being part of our human society and family life. So in the family, we learn about love. Pope John Paul II stated again in Familiaris Consortio, "The essence and role of the family are in the final analysis specified by love. Hence, the family has the mission to guard, reveal, and communicate love. And this is a living reflection of and a real sharing in God's love for humanity and the love of Christ the Lord for the church, his bride." So why do we need to protect the family? It is in the family that we are helped to know who we are. It is in the family that we are taught security. Security that comes from being able to receive love and give love. In knowing one is loved, one will be able to go out because one knows he or she will have a safe place to return, to be encouraged and affirmed. The child needs to know that the parents delight in him or her. This requires a forgetfulness of self, a concern for the other person. The ability to let go as well as provide for the times the child needs the attention. Pope Francis gave a catechesis on the Holy Family in Nazareth. There he stated, "Each Christian family can, first of all, as Mary and Joseph did, welcome Jesus. Listen to him, speak with him, guard him, protect him, grow with him, and in this way improve the world. Let us make room in our heart and in our day for the Lord." He continues, "It is no coincidence then that Nazareth means she who keeps, as Mary who, as the gospel states, kept all these things in her heart. Since then, each time there is a family that keeps this mystery, even if it were on the periphery of the world, the mystery of the Son of God, the mystery of Jesus who comes to save us, the mystery is at work. He comes to save the world, and this is the great mission of the family, to make room for Jesus who is coming, to welcome Jesus in the family, in each member, children, husband, wife, grandparents. Jesus is there. Welcome him there in order that he grows spiritually in the family." So now, in conclusion, I would like to go back to our song, "O Joseph, Mighty Patron," to conclude this topic. O Saint Joseph, Mighty Patron, your love and strength bestow upon a pilgrim people who are the church below. You were the Father's image, great Prince of David's line. Obtain for us God's blessing, that we may be his sign. Let us end in a glory be. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And of course, there are refreshments in the dining room.